This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Sue Thomas and I are huge fans of Raul Malo and this band, The Mavericks. We're the best acts you'll ever see in your life live. I promise you that. They did a Christmas record a few years ago called Hey Merry Christmas. This is the title track. I'm not going to play this one, but I have another Mavericks track for the next hour. When I play some Christmas music here, I get to be a DJ for the first time since right around 1987. Now, I reached out to a bunch of my musical friends. I have pretty cool musical friends, very, very talented. And I said, do you have any Christmas music? My friend Anthony D'Amato, who is also in a band called Fantastic Cat, said, yeah, how about this? He sends me a couple of songs. Emily Wallace, who's fantastic from right here, sends me a song. I check in with Neil Salsic. Nope, no Christmas music for Neil Salsic. He's got nothing for me to offer. But he's on the phone with me right now on 97.1 FM Talk. You got a year to fix this, Neil Salsic. You know that, right?
Yeah, man. It's jumping to the top of my list unexpectedly. But I do want to say, I never thought I'd hear the Mavericks on 97.1. So, like, that's about the coolest thing ever.
Oh, I play the Mavericks bumps all the time. We love, Sue and I have that in common for sure. And if you've never heard their Christmas record, it's excellent. It's really good. I'm going to play.
I will be tuned in, Mark. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited too. I have some really cool, some folks you will know also that are featured in the next hour. But you've got a really cool gig coming up on a week from tonight on New Year's Eve at Del Mar Hall. Let's talk about that.
Yes, that's what I've been busy with. Instead of recording Christmas music, we're preparing a set list that we do every year. This one time only, that's the greatest songs of the 90s, in our opinion, the stuff we grew up on. So that's our New Year's tradition.
And I didn't know. So are you doing Mighty Pine stuff too or not?
No, this is the only time of the year this is like the one time, you know, where we put on this different musical costume and we just let loose and sing our hearts out to all the songs we grew up hearing on the radio.
Is that an all ages show by any chance?
I should know that. I don't think it is.
I'll
frankly.
Check.
It's kind of a party zone on New Year's Eve, you know? So,
well, because I think my daughter would know a lot of those songs and she would like it, but I might have to sneak in and see you next Tuesday night. That's a lot of fun. I was unaware of that. So that makes it even cooler.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list right now, so I can say we've of course got some classics we do every year, but every year we bring in some new songs, and we'll be featuring the Funky Butt Rass Van Horns on some Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh yeah,
which we're really
there you
excited
go.
About. We'll be we have a lot of musical guests that we bring in, like Emily Wallace has in the past been featured this year. We'll have Beth Bombara, who's a fantastic singer-songwriter in St. Louis. She'll be doing some Cranberries. A lot of hip-hop. We've got MC Trey, who's an amazing St. Louis-based rapper, and we'll be doing like some cool medleys of classic 90s hip-hop. So, you know, it's going to be
incredible. This sounds like a blast. Neil, if you're not familiar with Neil, he had a great run last year on The Voice on NBC, but he's got an outstanding band that I'm a big fan of here in St. Louis called The Mighty Pines. And let me ask you this, because we were talking a few weeks ago, Neil performed at my dear friend Jeff Drew's party. I kind of was the musical producer for that particular show. But we were talking music, and you said you got a new record coming out. I just noticed that this is a new song here.
You realize just how much.
Called Thank You. I have not checked it out. I just had Ethan pull that. But your record that was out a few years ago was produced by Steve Berlin from Los Lobos, one of my favorite bands. And he's working with you again on this one, right?
Yes. We have wrapped up the recording and it is being mixed currently. Our greatest Christmas present this year is Santa going to bring us the final mixes tomorrow. We don't know. But We are dying to hear it, and we're so proud of the new album, and that will be coming sometime in 2025, so stay tuned.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. What's it like working with a guy like Steve? Because I was asking about this a few weeks ago. I'm just such a big fan of Los Lobos and some of the work that he's done over the years, even with a band called The Blasters. He was a part of, you know, the Alvin Brothers doing that in the 80s as well. But what does he bring to the Mighty Pines and to a project like this?
Well, it's twofold answer. One, as a producer, he really just brings the experience and the expertise. So, for example, in the studio, he just knows all these studio tricks that we would never think of, but he's a studio hound, and he kind of like, it's his jam, it's his vibe in there. Yeah. Just for, he has endless endurance. So we're all getting like, you know, looking at our watches after we've been there for, you know, 10 hours on the eighth day or something. And he just has unlimited endurance and unlimited ideas for how to spice things up. It's really cool. But what he also brings, which I love, is really story time from the rock scene of the 80s and 90s with the Blasters and Los Lobos. And I just love to hear him tell all these stories about all the famous people that he's met that I look up to that are actually total jerks. And he'll,
I'm sure.
Oh my God. It's actually kind of heartbreaking, but it's also fascinating to hear him talk. And I'll never get tired. And stuff like the Mavericks, that whole sort of, whatever you want to call it, 80s into the 90s, roots, punk, rock, country, yeah, underground. I mean, he was like all in the middle of that, and it's so cool to hear him talk about it.
Yeah, well, that's why they say never meet your heroes, right? Because you get stories like that. I know that you were listening when Dan Buff and I were talking about the Dylan movie. He wasn't as big a fan as I was, but I thought A Complete Unknown was fantastic. For a guy like you, a songwriter, a musician, an artist, you're going to love it, Neil. You're going to love this movie.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm a Dylan freak. I didn't realize that he was doing the singing. So I heard that in your conversation with Dan. So that's like so cool. But I'm just a total Dylan head. I can't wait. And when I was doing The Voice last year, my total fantasy that sadly didn't come true was that maybe I would be cast in a movie because of my singing chops, where I could play, you know, some sort of famous musician. But sadly, I don't have the hair for all of that. That's the thing. All
they
those
have
guys,
wigs.
I have the, okay, great. You know, let's have Hollywood do me up, because I want to test my acting chops out.
That's
someday.
Awesome. Hey, have a great Christmas. I'm going to go out here with the Mavericks. Go check out the Mighty Pines special 90s tribute act or band night, I guess, at the Delmar Hall next Tuesday. I'm going to show up at that because that sounds fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Neil.
It's been amazing. Thanks, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.